So many artificial intelligence researchers themselves are worried about what artificial intelligence can lead to. A recent survey showed that half, 50% of AI researchers give AI at least a 10% chance of causing human extinction. Could you talk about that?
Yes, so absolutely. And actually, I was, you know, one of the people who signed that letter that was circulated earlier this year. It was a controversial letter, by the way, because it tended to focus on the long-term existential risks, and it included, you know, such concerns as losing control over these systems that are now being developed. There's another group in the AI community that I think very rightly said about the existential concerns that we also need to focus on the immediate concerns. And I spoke, for example, a moment ago about embedded bias and replicating discrimination. That's happening right now, and that's a problem that needs to be addressed right now. Now, my own view, which is not necessarily the view of everyone else, is that both of these groups are sending powerful warnings about where we are. I do believe that the groups that are saying we have a risk of a loss of control, which includes many eminent computer scientists who have won the Turing Award, which is like the Nobel Prize for computer science, I think they're right. I think there's a real risk of loss of control. But I also agree with the people, you know, at the AI Now Institute and the Distributed AI Research Institute, that we have to solve the problems with the systems that are already deployed. And this is also the reason that I was, frankly, very happy about the Senate hearing this week. It was a very good hearing. There were very good discussions. I felt that the members of the committee came well prepared. They asked good questions. There was a lot of discussion about concrete proposals, transparency obligations, privacy safeguards, limits on compute and AI capability. And I very much supported what Senator Blumenthal said at the outset. You know, he said we need to build in rules for transparency, for accountability, and we need to establish some limits on use. I thought that was an excellent place to start a discussion in the United States about how to establish safeguards for the use of artificial intelligence.
And Mark Rotenberg, what are the benefits that people talk about with respect to artificial intelligence? And given the rate, as you said, at which it's spreading these rapid technological advances, is there any way to arrest it at this point?
Well, there's no question that AI, I mean, broadly speaking, and it is, you know, of course, it is a broad term. And you know, even the experts, of course, don't even agree precisely on what we're referring to. But let's say AI, broadly speaking, you know, is contributing to innovation in the medical field, for example, big breakthroughs with protein folding. It's contributing to efficiency and administration of organizations, better ways to identify safety flaws in products. And transportation, I think there's no dispute. I mean, it's a little bit like talking about fire or electricity. It's one of these foundational resources in the digital age that is widely deployed. But as with fire or electricity, we understand that to obtain the benefits, you know, you also need to put in some safeguards and some limits. And you see, we're actually in a moment right now where the AI techniques are being broadly deployed with hardly any safeguards or limits. And that's why so many people in the AI community are worried. It's not that they don't see the benefits. It's that they see the risks if we continue down this path.
Well, we want to talk about what those safeguards need to be and dig further into how it is that artificial intelligence could lead to the extinction of humans on Earth. We're talking to Mark Rotenberg, Executive Director of the Center for AI and Digital Policy. We'll do part two. Put it online at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
as we are.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family and up on the gospel side of the family. In between, we have lots of great music, including some tracks selected for us by Woody Snyder. Well, let's get things started right away. Here come the Morgantown Rounders.
Thank you.
and a bottle in your hand, a bottle in your hand. Dance all night with a bottle in your hand, just for to get the fiddler grand.
With misery and gin, but all I see are songs of love and backroad campfire nights. Looking for a sad song, one that'll make me cry. What's wrong with the drinking song to wash my pain away the whole night long? Drinking song. When I'm finished crying, I'm pretty good at drinking beer. It's time to start the party. I love this bar, that's why I'm here. I like cruising and pontooning as much as anyone. When my heart is hurting, I need to tie one on. What's wrong with a drinking song to wash my pain away the whole night long? It'll lift my spirits up until the honky-tonks close down. Drinking song. Tonight, the bottle won't let me down. Gonna keep on drinking till your memory drowns. What's wrong with the drinking song to wash my pain away the whole night long? Till the honky-tonks close down. What's wrong with the drinking song? What's wrong with the drinking song?
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Good evening, friends. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mandolin Richard. No, it's Mando Richard, isn't it?
For sure.
Cut! I don't do well under pressure, people! Give him a quart. Hello, friends. Brian Oberlin here. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, the finest name in all the mandolin business.
Feel the cold wind blowing. It's somewhere way down in my mind. I can't stand the hurt any longer. There's nothing to do but keep trying. The last storm was last Sunday morning. In my world, the sun didn't shine. That made me think about tomorrow. So I drank my last bottle of wine.
Filled to me the parting glass. sorry for my going away. And oh, sweetheart, ere I have, they'd wish me one more day to stay. But since
you listen to the Nordic Fiddler's Block play Don't Drink and Dance from their 2020 record Bonfrost. I'll tell you about our opening set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. We open up with the Morgantown Ramblers, Don't Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand from their 2006 self-titled CD. Then we went to the Nashville Pie Holes and from their 2021 record Show Me the Pie, you heard What's Wrong with a Drinking Song. Then after the PSA, you heard Wayne Scott with My Last Bottle of Wine from his 2005 record, This Weary Way. And then we closed down with Dervish, joined by Abigail Washburn for The Parting Glass from Dervish's 2019 record, The Great Irish Songbook. Woody Snyder will be along in just a couple moments.
Snyder chuckling at a remark I made. Hello there, Woody.
Hey there, Amanda. Richard, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. I'm thrilled that it looks like spring might finally be here to stay.
That would be good. I think I have a variety of songs, I think, this week. Some interesting things. We've got some great songs to listen to.
And the first one you got picked out is a song by Eric Uglum. And he's joined here by two of his kids, Kristen Ward and Austin Ward. What did you pick out?
Well, I picked out, there's a little bit of a gospel touch to this, but it's called The Old Road to Jerusalem. It was originally written by, I think, Chris Stewart. I think he actually wrote that song. The Old Road to Jerusalem.
I dreamt I felt my father's arms. He held me warm and close to him, and told me of his journey down the old road to Jerusalem. He wore a rough and tattered gown. The dust of miles was on the hem, and as we spoke, we walked the ground of the old road to Jerusalem. He said, "My son, I miss you so, and long to see your face again. I fear your memories have grown cold as the old road to Jerusalem." His companions gathered round, and I asked a song from them. I heard their voices sound on the old road to Jerusalem. My father turned to go, and as I loosed my hand from his, I felt my all to mortal soul on the old road to Jerusalem. Then the tears ran down my cheek as he walked away and said, "I hope one day again we'll meet on the old road to Jerusalem." And when the fleeting dream was done, my heart was light as seraphim, with memories of my father's love and the old road to Jerusalem.
Said, "We don't want you anymore. Find your own way down the road. Pack your fiddle and your guitar. Take a train or take a car. Find someone else to keep you from the just one more place to go. Ah, the whistle sang the bluest note, like it came from his own throat, moaning sad and crying low.
Carry this torch for you. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. The heroes often fail, and you won't that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way street. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story's always in. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you lack. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back.
A set of music that the one and only Woody Snyder is sharing with us here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or The Roots Program, depending on where you might be. And before I go any further, I should tell you that, yeah, you're hearing a familiar melody in the background. Jay Unger himself, along with Molly Mason and their family band, doing a Shokin Farewell. And that'll be the musical bed while Woody and I tell you about what you just heard. Woody first picked out Eric Uglum, along with Christian Ward and Austin Ward, his two sons, doing The Old Road to Jerusalem, the title track to an album that came out in 2007. And then you picked out a 1990 version of a really wonderful Robin and Linda Williams song, but this one was done by Emmylou Harris.
Actually, it's a story song about Hank Williams, Rolling and Rambling. She knows how to... I think she sings it really terrific, too.
Then next, you picked out a song that you and I were talking off the air. We know that Tim O'Brien recorded it, but you chose the version by Seldom Seen.
And I did choose the version by Seldom Seen. Of course, Seldom Seen is one of my favorite bands and has been for, I don't know, 40 years or more. People change from time to time, but Dudley Cannell is in there now singing lead, and Fred Travers. Actually, I think Fred Travers actually was the one who actually sang the song as the lead. But Seldom Seen, great bluegrass band, and many years, I think over 40 years or so.
And they sang Like I Used to Do. And then I'm really glad you picked out the next song, because we lost Gordon Lightfoot on May 1st of 2023, and you included a classic from 1970 that Gordon Lightfoot recorded. It's actually the title track to an LP he put out on Reprise back then. What'd you choose?
If You Could Read My Mind. Gordon Lightfoot, of course, has written very many. So I can't tell you how many. We've been listening to a lot of people playing Gordon Lightfoot music of late. This is just the one that I happened to choose, If You Could Read My Mind.
Gordon Lightfoot and Doc Watson, those are two of the musicians whose records were in my ear all the time as a teenager and early college kid. So I really was touched that he passed away at age 84 on May 1st, Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot has, you know, there's a history of him. Of course, as we know, he's a Canadian singer, and now we're hearing so many stories about where he's up, practically in the Arctic Circle, playing music and writing music. Most every song that Gordon Lightfoot plays is one that he actually wrote.
Yeah, and a lot of people covered his songs and thought, and had great success with them. As a matter of fact, I think Ian and Sylvia's Early Morning Rain is one of the things that got him going as a star, as people go, hey, who wrote that? It was him. Well, anyway, I'm thrilled that you picked out Gordon Lightfoot's If You Could Read My Mind. You've got one more from another folk singer who passed away. This guy, Bill Staines, passed away in December of 2021, and you picked out an absolute classic.
Yes, I did. Bill Staines has been one of my favorite folk singers, and I think he's done somewhere in the neighborhood of, I don't know, 22 albums or so. And Bill Staines, we said, the Roseville Fair, it's one of my favorites of Bill Staines, of the 22 albums that he wrote.
Yeah, it's a great old song. I think it's his arrangement of a traditional song, but it has a lot of his flavor to it. Bill Staines, the Roseville Fair. And I've picked out here from his 1979 record, The Whistle of the Jay, which came out on Folk Legacy. Well, Woody, thanks so much for sharing these great tunes with Whiskey Before Breakfast and Roots Program listeners.
Well, thank you very much. We have a great variety of things here.
And here we go. Bill Staines with the Roseville Fair, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program.
Oh, the night was clear, and the stars were shining, and the moon came up so quiet in the sky. And all the people gathered round, and the band was a-tuning. I could hear them now, playing Coming Through the Rye. You were dressed in blue, and you looked so lovely, just a gentle flower of a small town girl. You took my hand, and we stepped to the music with a single smile. You became my world, and we danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo. Their drifting tunes seemed to fill the air.
so long ago, but I still remember when we fell in love at the Roseville Fair. Now we courted well, and we courted dearly, and we'd rock for hours in the front porch chair. Then a year went by from the time that I met you, and I made you mine at the Roseville Fair. And we danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo. Their drifting tunes seemed to fill the air so long ago, but I still remember when we fell in love at the Roseville Fair. Here's a song for all of the lovers, and here's a tune that they can share. May they dance all night to the fiddle and the banjo the way we did at the Roseville Fair. May they dance all night to the fiddle and the banjo the way we did.
So hey, I guess I'm doing kicked and whipped, I've been trampled on, I've been shot at just like you. I've been kicked and whipped, I've been trampled on, I've been shot at just like you. But as long as this world keeps a-turning, I keep on turning too. So hey, hey, I guess I'm doing fine. Well, my road, it might be rocky, the stones might cut my face. My road, it might be rocky, the stones might cut my face. But as some folks ain't got no road at all, they just gotta stand in the same old place. Hey, hey, so I guess I'm doing fine.
I find I'm alone, the camels are dying, turning to calcified stone. The streets are deserted, the bars are all closed, the laws are all broken. The orchestra leaves through the back door. The night is dark, there's no hole in the storm, and shadowy figures and shadows abound. Places are shambles, the guests have all gone. Sound, there's nobody left to see me home. The moon is an ember, it slowly goes cold, and sleep is a drug that I'll take in the morning. Well, after the last hurrah, when all is done, when all are gone, it's night in the desert and I'm all alone.
your bed, she'd cradle my head and bend by my bedside to pray. I'd say, Mommy, you know I can't sleep on my own. Won't you please stay, Mama? And brother behind, 'cause we both know this can't be your time, Mama. How could I know what had happened at home? Was the first selfish thing that she'd done. She'd always talk about racing to God. It looks like she's won, Mama.
Mama,
don't leave sis and brother behind, 'cause we both know this can't be your time. Into the kitchen, she didn't roll out the red carpet for me. Packing to go from the house that was home, I found what she wants me to see. The letter she wrote, her last parting note, in her diary. Don't leave sis and brother behind, 'cause we both know this can't be your time, Mama. I sure was wishing when I come into the kitchen, she didn't roll out the red carpet for me. Since she left, we all bow our heads and kneel by her gravestone to pray.
I thought it'd be nice to Brian Sutton, let him finish his lead there. You're listening to Jake Eddy and Brian Sutton play Billy in the Lowground from an EP Jake Eddy has just put out. And that's why I use the musical bed while I tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program, depending on where you are. Back at the beginning of the set, Woody picked out Bill Staines doing the Roseville Fair. And I followed that up with Dom Flemons doing Guess I'm Doing Fine, featuring Sam Bush from his most recent record, Traveling Wildfire. Then you heard from Daniel Jenke, J-A-N-K-E, and from his new record, Songs of Small Resistance, you heard Night in the Desert. And then from a really nice new bluegrass band from up in, well, they all met at the Berklee School up in Boston. And I'm not sure where they make their home base now, but they call themselves the Ruta Beggars. That's right, Ruta and then Beggars. and you heard Red Carpet from their new EP, Ever Changing. Hey, we'll be back with more music right after the station break. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-tabby-toota.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're going to start the second part of the program with the Heart Collectors.
Out on the water, we rode to find the sky, reflecting moments, scattered pieces of mine. Peaceful still.